The Children's Hospital Foundation's second annual Run for Miracles series will wrap up with the Chickamauga Battlefield Marathon, Half Marathon, and Junior Miracle Marathon on November 10th. I spoke with 9-year-old Gavin Anchondo, a Junior Miracle Marathon participant. The Children's Hospital Foundation raises funds to improve services and expand the capability of the Children's Hospital at Erlanger. Proceeds from the Chickamauga Battlefield Junior Miracle Marathon will support medical research, equipment needs, and room renovations at the Children's Hospital. The top fundraiser for the Junior Miracle Marathon also happens to be the second highest fundraiser overall for the foundation. Gavin explains his connection to the Children's Hospital.
Well, there's actually been a lot of things. I've actually had in my ear 2 sets of plug surgeries here. I recently had surgery just last month. My brother, he had to be in the Children's Hospital. One of my friends, they had to be in the Children's Hospital because they had cancer. And here they just make me feel really good.
You did spend a lot of time here, but you're not afraid of visiting the hospital. Most 9-year-old kids might be, but you aren't. Why not?
Well, you know that they're going to take care of you because I've actually been here a lot and I can trust the nurses because they're always very nice. They always make sure I'm comfortable with what they're going to do. And I know for my friends and I know because they had to take care of my brother and they had to take care of me. I had to take care of lots of people that I know. It's a really good place.
Gavin Anchondo is working to raise money for the Children's Hospital as part of the Junior Miracle Marathon series. He's come up with some very inventive ways to build up his pledge for the marathon.
I've actually done lots of things to raise money. I've asked people for donations. It doesn't have to be a lot, but they'll give me a lot of money. My mom, she had some money and she took it to her work, and they were able to double it, so that gave me another $100.
Gavin cornered the market on lollipop sales in his neighborhood, all for a good cause.
I sat there on that hot day. I had these gourmet lollipop suckers, and everybody wanted to get them. And I said, all the money that I get is going to the Children's Hospital. And some people didn't even buy the suckers. They just went ahead and gave me money anyways. They said, since it's a good cause, I don't want any lollipop or a sucker. You can keep them, but here's some money anyways.
Where'd you get that idea?
I was at the store one time, and I said, those look like some good suckers. So we bought a few of them, and they were just so good. And we thought, we're trying to raise money. We have a yard sale coming up, too. And I thought, maybe we should get those suckers again, order a big pack. So we ordered a pack, and once I was done selling them, I got over $60 of selling the suckers.
The Chickamauga Battlefield Marathon is Saturday, November 10th. Gavin and his father will join almost 60 race participants as part of the Children's Hospital Miracle Team.
I've been practicing, and sometimes I'll run it all the way, but I get really tired sometimes, but I'll just like slow my pace down. I won't just automatically stop because my gym teacher, she said, like, never stop after you've been running or something, getting your heart moving, because she said, like, it lowers your heartbeat real fast, and, like, sometimes you'll actually pass out. I want to be extra careful.
So far, Gavin is the top fundraiser for the junior division in this marathon, with more pledges still to come. $485 is a lot of money for a fourth grader to raise.
Yes, ma'am. It took a long time to get all this money I have right now. I'm going to keep trying because the neighbors actually said that they were going to try to get some more money, too, and donate some.
Anyone can add to his pledges through a website collecting donations for the marathon.
That's actually where I've got most of my money because some people have donated 50. Some people have donated like 30. Some people have donated more than $50. Everybody wants to donate different prices because my original goal was just $300. But I've already went over that.
Are any of your friends in this marathon, too?
Well, I know one for sure, and his name is Lance Marshall, because I think that he's going to do it. I'm pretty sure he is, but I really don't know any more people. I've actually asked a few people if they wanted to walk the marathon, but they actually haven't made their mind up yet.
One thing is for sure, Gavin knows where this money is going and what it means to the children in the community.
The children in the hospitals really need the money to help them. It's because the doctors will use the money to do different things for cures. And if you raise all the money, that's getting more money for them. And I know they've already got over $1,000. They really need the money because every day there's children in the children's hospital that need help.
The Chickamauga Battlefield Marathon, Half Marathon, and Junior Miracle Marathons are this Saturday, November 10th in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for details about the marathons. There's also a link directly to Gavin's donation page if you'd like to make a donation in his name. Proceeds from the Junior Miracle Marathon will benefit the Children's Hospital Foundation. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.